Please be seated for our prayers.
Fellow children of God, let us pray. Hogy tozam, Uram, fuladat. Hear me, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Lord, we are poor and we are in need. At times of deep loss, our hearts especially ache. We weep, we mourn. Hear us, Lord, answer us. We thank you for the breath of life that you gave to Jerzy Poszfej, for his birth into the land of Hungary, and for his family. We thank you for how you entered into his heart as a young man in a Europe that struggled with poverty, extremism, migration, and war. And like he did in those moments, God, we remember those around us who are poor, are in need, and we ask that you show us what we might do today. And we thank you for all that George did for those in need in Hungary, in Latin America, and beyond. Thank you that you called him into a whole life of service to you and others, and that you walked with him every step of the way. Lord, in your mercy. Heri butrmi dit orossa svarame. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, Lord. They will bring glory to your name. We thank you for Reverend Dr. Poszfej's work over decades as pastor, theologian, administrator, leader, letter writer, broadcaster, colleague, and friend within your Lutheran and wider church, Lord. We are so grateful that George could be part of the ecumenical movement so that your glory could be made real on this precious earth. As we have learned and continue to learn from each other, as we worship you in our diverse ways. And as we remember that you called him to Lund, Sweden, 70 years ago, as the LWF was established, we thank you that you stayed with George, even as he was unable to return to Hungary, and you found for him new homes in new nations. And so today we remember all those in exile, all those away from home, migrant workers, refugees, those who fled oppression or are simply searching for a new life. Lord, in your mercy. Inclina, O Jehovah, tu oído y óyeme. You are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. Thank you, Lord, for your marvelous and often surprising work in the lives of your people, and especially for the surprise of the United States and Latin America into the life of George, and for your beautiful surprise in bringing Emesha into his life and him into hers. We give thanks for their years together, working together for your kingdom of love and joy and grace and life. Life that was given to Clara, to Ava. Thank you for the gift of the ever-widening family that you gave to George, to Emesha, to Clara, to Ava, of in-laws, grandchildren, children, friends, neighbors, fellow believers, fellow exiled Hungarians, colleagues, scouts, doctors, carers. We now especially hold Emesha, Clara, Ava, and their families, together with all who deeply mourn his passing, and we ask for your arms of love and comfort, and maybe perhaps also ours, to be around them. Lord, in your mercy. Éternel, incline ton oreille, réponds-moi. I will praise you, Lord my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever, for great is your love toward me. You have delivered me from the depths, from the realm of the dead. Lord, we don't understand this world. We don't understand your ways. Even with gratitude in our hearts, sometimes we ache for what has happened, for difficulties, for pain, for sickness, for aging, for passing. And yet, Lord, we praise you, because great is your love towards us. We don't know all what you were doing in the life of George Boshfay, but we saw your light shining through him. We saw your love entering this world through him. And we know that you were here with him in his later years here in Geneva, even as he began to travel a road away from us that we could not follow. You continued to walk with him, holding his hand, even as it slowly slipped from ours. You were with him. You taught him your way. And he walked and walks in your truth. Teach us your way, Lord, that we may walk in your truth. Lord, in your mercy. The prayers of the congregation are invited.
God of all grace, we give you thanks because by his death, Jesus Christ destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection, opened the kingdom of heaven. Make us certain that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death, nor life, nor things present, nor things to come will be able to separate us from your love in Jesus Christ. Amen.